Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusa. New York historian Thomas Fleming has long had a love for Boston history. Now, that affair started for Fleming back in 1960 when he researched and wrote what some say is the definitive telling of the Battle of Bunker Hill, Now We Are Enemies. That book led him to a long career of writing histories of the Revolutionary War and its heroes. And Thomas Fleming was up in Boston recently for a reading of his play, Fall of a Hero, about Dr. Joseph Warren. Now, Warren was an early American patriot, born in Roxbury, president of the Massachusetts Provisional Congress. He was killed during the Battle of Bunker Hill, near where the oldest continuously operating tavern in Massachusetts now stands, aptly named the Warren Tavern in Charlestown. Thomas Fleming, thanks so much for coming back onto Radio Boston.
Oh, I'm delighted to discuss this again. It's one of the all-time favorite topics of my life.
Well, tell us some more about Dr. Joseph Warren. He's not one of the names that people first think about when they think about the Revolutionary War, but he's right up there with Sam Adams and all those guys, right?
He certainly is. And for this 2 months after the Battle of Lexington, he was the crucial man, because Sam Adams, John Adams, and John Hancock all went to Philadelphia to get into participate in the Second Continental Congress. And Warren was the man on the scene who had to deal with the British in Boston and the very impatient Americans who wanted to do something rather than just sit there and watch their army dribble away.
I'm looking at a John Singleton Copley portrait of him, and he was a very young man. You know, he died when he was 34.
He was 34. He looks even younger in that portrait. He was a very, very handsome man. He was the favorite doctor of more than one lady in Boston.
I just bet. Now, your play, Fall of a Hero, looks at his transformation from what initially he was really a would-be peacemaker into the warrior of Bunker Hill. So tell us about how that transformation took place.
That took place as a result of the British intransigence in large part. Instead of sending over negotiators to discuss a possible compromise with the Americans, the British sent three major generals. If that wasn't a message, what was?
Right.
And one of the things about Joseph Warren is, as one of the characters says in the play, he was an intellectual, but he was also, he sympathized, he felt with the average man. And he saw that these three major generals were basically an insult and a way of the British of saying, if you don't sign on the dotted line where we want you to sign, we're going to smash you flat. And this was something that Joseph Warren was never going to accept.
I wonder if you might read something from your play.
Yes. I think that the opening scene really sets a good deal of the basic conflict in the play. It opens with another doctor, Dr. Benjamin Church, who walks to the front of the stage and says, I have no use for the common man because he doesn't think, he feels. He lives by what churns in his belly and tingles in his hypothalamus. That, for your information, is where emotions like fear, hate, lust, and rage are generated, in this stupid little gland at the base of the brain. But I'm getting off the point. The trouble with the world is its maddening complexity. There are people like me, and there are the common clods. I've often wondered why God, if he really exists, didn't leave it that way. It's such a simple, beautiful division. Instead, somebody or something mucked it up by creating all sorts of gradations between us. People like that man, he points to Warren. He has the hypothalamus of a common man and the brain of an intellectual. It's a very dangerous combination.
We're talking to historian Thomas Fleming, who is the author of a play called Fall of a Hero about Dr. Joseph Warren. Warren, who was an early American patriot in Boston. And he was killed at Bunker Hill, partly because I understand he refused calls for him to command the defense, preferring to leave that role to the hands of some more experienced warriors. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, Warren. They made him a major general in the Massachusetts Army, but he declined to command. He said, "I have no talent in this. The men that we have out here, out there on Bunker Hill, are." He didn't quite use the word professional, but they've had so much military experience in the French and Indian War that he didn't feel that he ought to be ordering them around. So he went out there wearing his uniform. Other versions have him going out in his best suit of clothes, basically to encourage the men in the fort. because Putnam had told them that they were really getting exhausted as the day wore on under British bombardment, and they needed to believe that the rest of the Massachusetts, particularly the politicians, were on their side. And this is all Warren needed to hear. Various people, and this is some of the most moving scenes in the play, beg him not to go. They all sense that it could become a disaster and he would die. But he resolutely says, the men need encouragement. And that's why he went out there.
Your play was recently workshopped here in Boston, and I know that you're hoping to mount a full production of the play, which sounds like it'd be wonderful. And you have an idea for a place where this play and others like it could be staged. Tell us about that.
This is an idea. A history theater in Boston has been an idea that I've been thinking about for at least 20 years, and I've talked to people about it. A history theater, I think Boston cries out for one.
So I wonder if you're thinking of something that could really be part of the Freedom Trail.
Yes, it could be right there in the center of the city. And I think there could be a body of history plays about Boston, including this one.
Does that body already exist, or would we really need some new repertoire?
I think we probably have to develop a repertoire. But there are plays. My favorite, of course, is The Crucible by Arthur Miller.
Indeed.
About the Salem witch trials, which is a marvelous play. And there is a Boston history with a capital H in front of your eyes.
Well, Thomas Fleming, I guess we'll talk to you again when you start your capital campaign for your new Boston History Theater.
Well, I certainly would. I'd love to do that. And if there's anybody out here listening to this show that feels that he would love to help and found this, I would be very happy that you can contact me through my website, thomasflemingwriter.com. And I might add that the director of the Playwrights Theatre, Kate Snodgrass, has her enthusiasm for the play is so strong. She's eager to talk to people about how this could be developed, too.
Thomas Fleming is a historian and author of numerous books about the Revolutionary War. He's also the author of Fall of a Hero, a play depicting the life and death of General Joseph Warren. Thomas Fleming, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Well, thank you. It's been a delightful session.